Welcome to the SportsCapping.com podcast with free handicapping advice, odds insights, picks, and predictions to help you beat the sportsbook. And now your hosts, Jack Jones and Brandon Lee.
It's your host, Jack Jones, with the SportsCapping.com free pick podcast. It's Tuesday, March 2nd. Brandon Lee will be with me shortly to give out four basketball free picks for Wednesday, March 3rd. We'll be using Tuesday's opening lines, as always, for these picks as we release this podcast the night before for you guys. 15-11 through 7 free pick podcasts this hoop season. 8-3 last 3 weeks. Brandon, 7-6. I am 8-5. We're 48-36, 57.1%. on the Hoops Free Pick podcast the last three seasons. Bet $1,000 per game, you'd be up $8,400. Coming off a 2-2 week. Brandon, welcome back to the podcast. Can you give a recap of your two picks for the listeners from last week?
Yeah, man, good to be back. We went 1-1 last week, split the two plays. We cashed Rutgers -3 at home against Indiana as the Scarlet Knights rallied from 15 down to beat the Hoosiers 74-63. In the NBA, we had the Pacers -3 at home against the Warriors and didn't get there as Indiana lost 107-111. Not even Golden State going a mere 5-for-26 from behind the three-point line was enough for the Pacers to cover. Unfortunately, their offense just could not get anything going and couldn't make a basket when they really needed to down the stretch, and it's just how it goes in the NBA sometimes.
Yeah, they continue to struggle. I didn't realize Rutgers ever trailed that game. I didn't have anything in that one. That's crazy. Big old swing there. And then how about Rutgers? Rutgers went and lost by 21 at Nebraska.
Hey, Nebraska's playing well lately.
Yeah, they are. They're playing hard for Hoiberg here down the stretch. It's nice to see. I went 1-1 last week, lost on Tulane +11.5 against Memphis in college basketball. They lost by 15. Memphis came off their COVID break, was rusty offensively as expected, scoring just 61 points, but they held Tulane to 46 and their defense got them to cover. Won on the Bulls -4 over the Timberwolves, needed overtime to get there after the Bulls blew a double digit lead in the final 2 minutes of regulation. So I don't feel too guilty about winning that one in overtime. I was screaming pretty hard when they were giving up that comeback, so it was nice to see him get it done in overtime. Brandon, how are the premium picks doing, man?
Hey, still going really well on the premium side. 47-30, 61% over the last 18 days, 63% last 41, and 57% last 141 on the college hardwood, and a red hot 58% over my last 40 in the NBA, up over 71,000 on all basketball picks since 2016.
Good, man. Still hot here, too. 71-48 run last 28 days, so sad to see February go. Number 2 ranked NBA capper this season at sportscapping.com. My best sport over the long haul, for sure, is the NBA. Number 2 NBA all-time. 42-33 college hoops run. Get a 30-day pass for $399. That'll cover you through most of the NCAA tournament. All right, we have two NBA and two college basketball free picks for you guys for Wednesday. Brandon, what's your college basketball free pick?
I'm going to take the St. John's Red Storm -1.5 at home against the Providence Friars. I just think this is a great spot to sell high on Providence, who's won 3 of their last 4, and buy low on St. John's, who's lost 3 of their last 4. The thing is, St. John's could easily have gone 3-1 during this recent stretch. 2 of the 3 losses were by 5 or fewer. The one that really sticks out and is the most recent is a 58-81 thrashing on the road at the hands of Villanova. Prior to losing 3 of 4, the Red Storm had won 6 straight, which included road wins over UConn, Marquette, and Providence. So they aren't that far removed from playing really good basketball. Not only do I like the fact that St. John's was able to beat Providence on the road earlier, as just mentioned, but I love that they've been sitting on this loss to Villanova for a week now. I fully expect this team to be 100% locked in when they take the floor Wednesday night. Providence has won 3 of their last 4, as I said, but 2 of those are nothing to get excited about. One was over UConn without their best player in James Bouknight. Other against a DePaul team that has lost 7 of their last 8. They did just beat Xavier by 15 at home in their most recent game, which looks really good. But that was just them shooting the lights out on their home floor. Friars shot 54% from the field, including 11 of 21 from deep. This is a team that had not shot that had only shot better than 43% once in their last eight games and come in shooting just 42.7% on the road this year. St. John's is a very strong 9-3 at home this season, and they've been a great team to back on their home floor the last couple of years, going 19-10 against the spread the last two seasons. They're also great in this spot off a big loss, as they've covered eight of their last nine at home off a conference loss by 10 or more. They're also a perfect 6-0 at home this season against teams like Providence, who don't force many turnovers, who average basically 14 or fewer turnovers per game. Friars also 1-8 in their last nine games versus up-tempo teams who average 62 or more shots per game. St. John's average is 65. They play at the fastest tempo of any team in the Big East and rank 12th nationally in pace of play. Give me the Red Storm -1.5.
Yeah, I agree here. I think the price is pretty good here on St. John's based on what's happened here recently with both of these teams. And like that, the Red Storm are 9-3 straight up, 8-4 against the spread at home, and already beat Providence by 11. I like backing Providence at home, but they have made for some pretty good fade material on the road. 5-8 straight up, 5-8 against the spread on the highway this season. St. John's 9-1 against the spread their last 10 games off a double-digit road loss. And definitely like the tempo stat you had. I had that one down as well. They just struggle against these teams that push it. I just think, you know, with their terrible shooting percentage, when they get into an up-tempo game, it's just not good for them. So
Especially on the road, yeah.
Yeah, I'm St. John's or pass here for me, Brandon.
Nice. Who you taking in college?
I'll stick with in the Big East. I'm going to go Villanova -4 at home against Creighton. Looks like the perfect spot to back Villanova. Definitely a buy low after their upset loss at Butler as 11.5-point favorites. They had beaten St. John's and Connecticut by a combined 31 points in their two games prior. So I just think that loss was an aberration. They were probably looking ahead to this game against Creighton. They want revenge on the Blue Jays in a big way. Lost 70-86 at Creighton on February 13th, about 3 weeks ago. Everything went right for Creighton in that game as they shot 59.3% as a team, 46.2% from three-point range. Villanova shot just 37.5%. Not going to happen again. Villanova's 8-0 at home this season, winning by 16.1 points per game. Creighton 2-6 against the spread their last eight road games, including an 8-point loss to Xavier last time out. Wildcats 35-15-2 against the spread their last 52 games following an ATS loss. So if they didn't cover in their previous game, they've been a great bet over time. Give me Villanova.
Yeah, this is one I'm definitely going to be tuned into. It was almost like both of these teams were looking ahead to this game, both coming off an uncharacteristic loss in their last games. Probably not going to have any action on it. I want nothing to do with betting against Villanova and their perfect home record, especially given the revenge they're going to want on Creighton. But at the same time, that's two straight dominant wins for Creighton in this series. As you go, now you already mentioned the one earlier this year. If you go back to last year, when they went to Villanova, they did basically the same thing they did this year. They shot 50% from the field. They held Villanova to 37%. They won the game by, I think, 15 on the road as like a 7-point dog. It's a team that is really good at covering these spreads against teams with winning records, especially late in the year. I think they're 13-3. The last 16 after 15 plus games against a team with the winning record. It just wouldn't surprise me if either team here won by double digits. But for the sake of the podcast and our listeners, I'm going to be cheering for the Wildcats to deliver at least a 5-point win here.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's a great game. Definitely two best teams in the Big East, in my opinion. So it's a good one. What do we got for the NBA this week? Who do you like Wednesday?
I'm going to take the Chicago Bulls +5 on the road against the New Orleans Pelicans. I think this is the perfect spot to fade the Pelicans. New Orleans just had arguably the biggest win of their season on Monday. They knocked off the hottest team in the league in the Jazz, 129-124, as a 6.5-point dog. And keep in mind, that's a game a lot of people tuned into as it was televised on NBA TV. Betting public won't be able to help themselves. They're going to be all over the Pelicans off that big win, laying what looks like a short number at home against a pretty mediocre, at best, Bulls team. What they're going to fail to take into account is that New Orleans is almost assuredly going to have some sort of letdown here off that win. And not only are they going to be feeling fat and happy off that upset of the Jazz, they might have their eyes looking ahead to Thursday's game against the Heat, which will also be a primetime game on TNT. Note that the New Orleans went all out against the Jazz. Four of the five starters played 34 plus minutes, only exception being big man Steven Adams. They also only played three guys off the bench, so they were all hands on deck in that game. I wouldn't be surprised if they look to restrict some minutes here on some key guys in the first of a back-to-back or even sit a couple stars. I was on the wrong end of a horrible non-cover by Chicago on Monday, 6-point loss to the Nuggets. Bulls, you know, were right there in the final minute. They're down four. All they had to do is let the clock run out, and they foul with 1.5 seconds left, and Denver goes down, makes both free throws, and covers the game. But good news is Chicago is 18-5 against the spread the last two seasons off a loss by six or less. They're 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 on the road against a team from the Western Conference. So they've really traveled well out west, which is typically not something these Midwest or Eastern Coast teams do. And they're 7-1 against the spread their last eight as a road dog. Pelicans, on the other hand, 2-9 against the spread, last 11 as a home favorite, and they have failed to cover four straight off a cover. Give me the Bulls plus +5.
Yeah, I do look at this as a letdown spot for the Pelicans off that win over the Jazz, and it seems like a good spot to back the Bulls off two straight losses to two very good teams in the Suns and Nuggets, in which they led in the fourth quarter of both of those games but couldn't close. And closing's been a problem for the Bulls all season, which is the only thing that might keep me off of them here. But I like the spot for the Bulls for sure, as they seem to thrive in this road underdog role, 12-4 against the spread, last 16 road games, as you mentioned, 7-1, last eight as a road dog. Chicago, 10-2 against the spread, their last 12 trips to New Orleans, too. So lean Bulls, but I have a play I like more in this game, which is a nice transition to my free pick. I'm going to go with the Bulls Pelicans over 236.5 here. Over is 25-4 in Pelicans' last 29 games overall. Over is 12-1 in Pelicans' last 13 games. It's been the easiest money in the NBA. Pelicans and their opponents have combined for 231 or more points in 12 consecutive games. With only one of those going to overtime, they've combined with their opponents to average 243.9 points per game at the end of regulation in those 12 games. So still 7 points over this total of 236.5, what they've been averaging. The over is 15-2 in the Pelicans' last 17 home games. These teams just met on February 10th earlier this month. They combined for 245 points. The over is now 4-0 in the last four meetings with an average combined score of 240.8 points. The fact of the matter is they just can't set these Pelicans totals high enough, so give me the over.
Yeah, there's a few teams like that. I mean, the Brooklyn went on a crazy overrun. I know I made a ton of money back in their over. They've kind of cooled off a little bit here of late, but some of these teams, they just can't seem to set it, you know, high enough, like you said. I definitely think the letdown plays into the favor of an over here, just because I feel like that you typically see it, the letdown show up more on the defensive side of the ball.
Agreed.
Only thing that concerns me is the possibility that New Orleans might rest some guys, you know, Zion, Ingram, Ball, and maybe just have a complete no-show. I mean, I think that's the only thing that keeps this from, you know, not being a very high-scoring game. I'm going to wait and see what the injury report looks like tomorrow, see, you know, if anybody does sit, but if everyone's a go for the Pelicans, I can definitely see myself with some action on the over as well as the Bulls.
Yeah, you did have a bad beat on the Bulls on Monday. I was following that one, and I had a bad beat on the Spurs plus +6, losing in overtime. And
those are fun.
Yeah, those are awful. That we were just talking about the Nets overrun, and that game ended up going over because of overtime. Yeah, that Bulls one was brutal, fouling with 1 second. Why are you fouling down four with 1 second left? Come on, guys. Right side.
They
the
don't
game.
Even shoot the three. It's like, what? Like, I mean, it's just a frustration foul. I get it, but it sucks.
It does, for sure. All right. Nice work, Brandon. Let the listeners know where they can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow me at @BLeeSportsPicks.
Cool, man. I think I like all four of these quite a bit. So I don't think you lean
go
opposite.
Against any of them. Yeah.
All right, man. Yep, let's do it. Let's keep stay hot. 8-3 last 3 weeks. You can follow me on Twitter at @BetFirmsJack. UFC 259 this weekend will be one of the biggest events in UFC history. Three title fights, even the prelim card, I think, could be a pay-per-view. It's just stacked. So pumped for it. Looking forward to finding some winners for my Twitter follows throughout the week. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Sign up for a premium package from Brandon and I at sportscapping.com or betfirm.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and good luck with all your bets Wednesday and throughout the weekend, guys.
Thanks for listening to the SportsCapping.com podcast. For more free picks and predictions, be sure to visit us at SportsCapping.com.